Staff is daf tes, so we got to six lines down. The Gemara says, "V'de'ein marvin simcha b'simcha minala." Gemara wants to know what's the source that you cannot be marv simcha b'simcha. So I already mentioned yesterday, Shlomo HaMelech is the source in the Bavli, while the Yushalmi Tosus quotes is based on Yaakov marrying Leah and Rachel. So the Gemara says Minala, and Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayas Shlomo Veisahi, and Shlomo made at that time Esachag, a Yantif, Vichol Yisrael Imo, everyone was with him, Kal Gadol, a large congregation, Milavo Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, from the different borders everybody came, Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yamim, Vishivas Yamim, 7 days, and then in another 7 days, which of course adds up to Arba Asar Yom, which is a total of 14 days of the Pasuk. So v'im isa, if it's true that one's permitted to be ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, if one's permitted to mix two different simchas together, so then what Shlomo Melch should have done, this took place right before, 7 days before Sukkot. So he should have had the celebration, ibay lei lemintar ad chag, umavad shiva l'hacha l'hacha. He should have delayed the celebration of Chanukah Sabayis 7 days, and then celebrated from the first day of Sukkot. Now we'll have the celebration 7 days of Sukkot alongside 7 days of the Chanukah Sabayis, and therefore you could save a lot on the meal, save a lot on different things. And look what Rashi Tosas writes: why would they want to do this? What's the benefit of mixing them together? Tosas writes on top: Ibar le lemintar adachag. 14 days off from work is very, very tough. So this way, they're only 7 days. We're losing 7 days anyways for Sukkot, so may as well push off the Simchas Chanukah Sabayis to then as well.
The original Shivas Yamim and Shivas Yamim was 7 days for Chanukah Sabayis and 7 days for Sukkot?
Yeah.
Exactly. It was made 1 week instead of 2.
Exactly. It took place during Yom Kippur. As we'll see, they didn't fast that Yom Kippur because of celebrations. So the fact that they had separate days tells us that you're not allowed to mix them together. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'dilma mintar lo natrinon. V'heicha disrami avdinon. So maybe, Einach Nami you could have, but that's when they happened to mamish finish on the 6th day of Tishrei, so they had to celebrate already the 7th day. And that's what happened. So you can't delay it anymore. So the Gemara says, why not ibaile li shiura purta? Maybe she left off of the last brick. The Gemara says, a klal, shiura bina beis hamigdash lo misharinon. We don't delay building the beis hamigdash. So then the Gemara says, which itself is an interesting question, so to complete the building's fine, but the Ama Kalya Orev, which the Rashi explains here on top of the roofs, there's little, thorns of some sort that to prevent the birds from sitting on the rooftop, that's not, what, bird chaser?
Crow chaser
it's called, yeah? So, they have that on top of the roof, so that's not part of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, it's complete, but still would be considered left out enough that you wouldn't celebrate until those crow chasers are in. So the Gemara says, no, because Am Akalya Oriv Tzorech Binyan Habayisu. This too is also considered Tzorech Habayis, and that would be considered Shir. So maybe the only reason why Shlomo Melch made the celebration 7 days before Sukkot was because that's when they finished it. So Ela Midmiyaisa Kra. From the fact that so the Gemara ends up saying, you know what the real source is? From there being an extra pasuk. Michtik, sivar basa yom. It says they celebrated for 14 days straight. So what's the need to teach me shivas yamim, v'shivas yamim? We all know how to do math. Lamali, what's the need for it? Shmamina, honey l'chud, v'honey l'chud. Each celebration of 7 days had to be separate, and you cannot mix them together because the klal of Ein Marvin, simcha b'simcha. Gemara now says, that year, lo asu Yisrael es Yom HaKippurim. That year, they did not make a Yom Kippur. Vahayudagin, they were worried. Vaomrim, they said, Shemon ischayvu sonein shel Yisrael. They got concerned since they didn't celebrate Yom Kippur and they ate and drank on that day. They were concerned they were going to get wiped out. Again, Shemon ischayvu sonein shel Yisrael klaya, and they're going to get wiped out. Yotza baskol, out came a heavenly voice. Vaomrim said lahem, kulchem uzumanim l'chay holm haba. Everyone here is worthy of getting Olam Haba, don't worry. So, Darish, what was their drasha that they knew they were going to, they were able to eat on Yom Kippur? So, Amr Kalvachomer, they made the following Kalvachomer. Ma Mishkan, Shein Kedushasa Kedushas Olam. The Mishkan, which was only a temporary Kedusha, and the carbon Yachid, which is the carbon Nasi, was Docha Shabbos. They brought 12 days of Nisim. And on those days, one of those days, as we'll see in a second, was Shabbos. So they brought a Karban Yachid on Shabbos to celebrate the Chanukas HaMishkan, which is only a low-level Kedusha in the first place. And yet it's Docha Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila. So the Mikdash, which is to Kedusha, also Kedusha's Olam, which was an eternal Kedusha from Shlomo HaMelech. And the Karban Tzibur, they bring a Karbanos Tzibur on that day, and it's only Yom Kippur, which is only Anush Karis, which is less than the Isser Skila, Lokol Shigen, that they could bring Karbanos for the Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, it's very sound Kalvachomer. So Amai Hayudogim. So why were they concerned then if they had a very good Kalvachomer? They had every reason to bring Karbanos. Because Hasam Tzarach Gavoa Hachat Tzarach Hedyo. Because when it came to the Mishkan, the Karban Nesim, it was Kulu L'Gavoa. All the Karbanos were going Kulu Kalil. Nobody took part in eating from the Karbanos. But the Karban Tzibur that were brought for Shlomo HaMelech, they were eating. And it was Yom Kippur. So it was for some personal enjoyment. It wasn't for the Gavoa. It was Tzarech Hedyo. So that's why they were a little bit concerned. Yeah, it was a Shlomo. Does Rashi explain this? Let's see. Rashi doesn't say, he just says, Hacha, Chanukah Sabayis, de Hedyo Mishteh.
So even though the people were eating them, they still referred to them as Karban Tzibur.
Right. Let's see, they say. I assume the eating was for the carbon, because the whole Kavachomer was based on the carbon. Maybe the point was.
Right, because the original Shiloh would have said, who says Dafka that they were in Vatal Yom Kippur by bringing a Karban Tzibur?
Right.
But it's Dafka referring to the ones that they ate.
Yeah. So maybe they buried the Karban Tzibur, that was fine. But in addition to that, they also ate, which is the next line here, because the Gemara suggests maybe Hachanami Mavi Lavde, but Michalo Nichle, don't eat it. I don't know if the eating is the eating of the Karban or just Stam eating.
Right.
That's not clear. No, Rashi doesn't indicate that. I don't know if any Rishonim addressed this. But in the end of the day, the Gemara answers can't be. Because, again, Micha lo nichle lo nishte, ein simcha b'lo achila v'shasir. There is no such thing as a simcha party without there being eating and drinking. So since they were celebrating by bringing karbanos and everything else, it had to mean they were eating and drinking even though it was Yom Kippur. So the Kal V'chomer doesn't always make sense now because the Kal V'chomer is only a Karban Tzibur. So once you, I guess, you brought a Karban Tzibur, and that was a Simcha,
Tzibur, you had to.
And you had to, by Mimele, you had to eat and drink as well, I guess.
So Stam Yom Kippur nowadays, there's no Simcha?
We discussed this before.
I know.
But we said, yes, the Mishnah Tanya says that there is Simcha.
There's Simcha, we make a Shachriyana on Yom Kippur.
So where's the Achil and Shtia? So the Gra, I think, writes that the eating,
Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur carries over.
And Matzah Yom Kippur is also. Right. And Purim, I think, is the Shal Shudis, I think he writes.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Fine. The Gemara now says, Mishkan, the Dochi Shabbos Minal. And how do you know that Mishkan, the Karban Nasi, was Docha Shabbos when they celebrated the Mishkan? The Gemara says, Ilema Midichsevev, it says, Bayom Arishon Ubayom Ashvi. They brought one on the first day, they brought one on the seventh day, and the seventh day was going to be Shabbos. So Dilma Shvi Le Karbanos. Maybe Bayom Ashvi doesn't mean the seventh day of the week. Maybe it means the seventh day when they brought Karbanos. Mm-hmm. They didn't bring on Shabbos. They skipped Shabbos. So the Sunday, which was the eighth day, was really the seventh day of bringing Karbanos. So there's no raya that the seventh day was Shabbos. So how do you know that they brought a Karban on Shabbos for the Mishkan? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Kra, Bayom Ashte Asar Yom. So, Ma Yom, Kula Ratuf, it says the word Bayom here. So just like a day is always consecutive, and 24 hours are always consecutive, of course, you can't break up hours and take a break from the day. The day just continues to move. So to all the days of the 12 days in the Nisim were all Ritzufim. They didn't have any breaks, even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how do you know? The Dilma Yom Haruin Ksiv. Dilma Yom Haruin. Maybe there are 12 consecutive days that were fit to bring Karbanos, but it skipped over Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's really a ksiva krachrina. There's a pasuk that's extra. It says, Bayom shnei asar yom. Ma yom kula ratzuf, av shnei asar yom kula ratzufim. Because the pasuk didn't need to say yom two times. It says, Bayom arishon by karbanot, it says, Bayom ashvi. Why did it say, Bayom ashe asar yom, and Bayom shnei asar yom? It says yom twice in the 11th and 12th days. So the reason why it repeats yom yom in each of those days, to make a drasha, again, ma yom kula ratzuf, a daytime, a day is always ratzufim, the hour is always consecutive, so to av shnei asar yom of the Mishkan was kulam ratzufim, including Shabbos. Gemara says, maybe it means consecutive days that were fit to bring karbanos. So why does it have to say bayom bayom two different times to tell me no, that they actually were ritzufim, including Shabbos? So then the Gemara asks, Mikdash Dedoch Yom HaKippur Minolan. How do you know what's the source that they actually ate on Yom Kippur? Maybe they just celebrated with singing and dancing, but there was no eating. Ilema Midichsiv Arbas Yom, 14 days of celebrating. Maybe it meant 14 days consecutive, including Yom Kippur. Tilma Yomim Haruyin. Maybe it meant days that were fit to be eating, but they skipped over Yom Kippur. Who said it was Ritzufim? Gemara Yom Yom Mehasam. We learn Yom just like the Mishkan was consecutive days of celebration. So too by the Mikdash, it was 7 days of consecutive celebration, including Yom Kippur. So Yot Sabaskal Vamra Lehem Kulchem Muzumonim L'chayim L'chayim Haba. Everyone here is worthy of getting Olam Haba. Uminol and Da'achiluhu. How do they know that they were forgiven? So I don't know what the Baskal said. So let's see. The Tanit Tachlifa. B'yom Hashmini Shalach Hazam, the 8th day he sent the nation, v'yivarchu es hamelech, and they gave a bracha to the king, v'yelchu lo'aleihem nesmeichem v'tuvei leiv, akol tova she'asa Hashem l'david avdo l'yisrael amo. So they went back to the tents after, they gave a bracha to Shlomo HaMelech, they were all happy, and their leiv was happy, and all the goodness Hashem did to David, and Hashem did to all the Am Yisrael. So what does this mean? So lo aleihem, what the drasha, they went back to the tents. Shehalchu matzu nishem bitara, their wives were all tahor. Smeichim, why? Shenagu nehenu rather miziv hashchina. They all got this hana of the ziv hashchina. V'tuvei leiv, shekol echad v'yachad nisabra isha b'ben zacha. They're all zochet having a son. And kol atova, what does that mean? Shiyot sabaskol, that's the remez, I guess, in the pasuk. Shiyot sabaskol v'amrlem, kulchem muzumanim l'chai hol ma'aba. L'David Avdol Yisrael Amo. So that what's David doing here? Bishmai understand Yisrael Amo Da'achal Hu Avon Yom Kippurim. They were all very happy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mocha them for eating and drinking Yom Kippur. But what about David Melch? He was dead already. El David Avdol Ma'hi. What's he doing in the pasuk? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Bishah Shabike Shlomo Lahachnis Aron LeMikdash. When Shlomo Melch wanted to bring the Aron into the base of Mikdash, Davku Sharm Zelazet, the gates locked. He was stuck outside. Shlomo was very embarrassed. And Amar, he says, Amar Shlomo, Esim Varber Rananos, he's saying 24 songs. And Rashi says, Rina, Trina, Trila, Bakash, all different types of things. Below Nana, he wasn't answered. The gates stayed shut. Pasach Vamar, then he says, Sushar Meshechem, open up the gates. Below Nana, he wasn't answered. But Kevin Shamar, once he said the following Pasach, he said, Hashem Elokim, Atashet Pnei Mishichecha, Zachra, Lechazde David Avdecha. Remember, your great servant David. So then Miyad, Nana, Boos, Nana. Then the gates opened up for David HaMelech, B'zuchus David HaMelech. So Boos HaShah, that time when it happened, then he answered B'zuchus David, Nepchu Pnei Asone David, all those enemies, those who hate David, Kishule Kder, like the bottom of a pot. That means they're red, black. They were embarrassed. And V'yadu HaKol Shemachalo Kadosh Baruch Hal Oso Av, and everybody realized that David HaMelech was forgiven for the sin he did, the sin with Bathsheba. That's the Gemara that says the end of one of the Parakim Shabbos. This is true. So you have to string these things together. How it works, he had a complete tshuva, or maybe, well, even though it's true he did sin, we shouldn't be delving into that, what he sinned. And Marvo Dezara, though, says, now that you bring it up, Gemara wants to know, why did he sin? Why David Melch, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make him sin? So to make him sin in order to do tshuva, to teach us, exactly, right. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tanu Parshas Nidarm. They're once learning Maseches Nidarm in Beirash Pshim ben Yochai. And the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is a base medrash. Ifter.
Ben Gerim by the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. In Shabbos, I think they refer to Ben Gerim.
Do they? They quote Shabbos Daf Lama Gimel. That's Lag Bomer. That's the same one. Yeah. Yes, very good. So iftar minayu be'orasa. So that evening, the two of them left. Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yehuda left, and they said bye to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And then letzah for the next morning, hadar, they went back to him, went back to Rabbi Shimon. V'kam iftar minayu, and they said, okay, we're leaving so long. So Amalei, Rabbi Shimon says to them, lav iftarisa minayu be'orasa. You last night you already said bye. Why are you saying again in the morning? So Amalei, they taught him limadatenu Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu taught us the following klal. Talmud shenifta mirabo, when a Talmud leaves his Rebbe, for lon bo seir, ends up sleeping over that night in the city, tzarach lifta mimenu pa macheres, he needs to go back to him yet a second time. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, b'yom ha-shmini shalach ha-sa'am v'yivarachu ha-melech. And he sent to the nation, and they gave a bracha to the king. And that took place on the 22nd day, that's the last day of Sukkot. But Ksib Bayom HaSim V'Shlosha, the 23rd of the month, the Chodesh HaShvi of Tishrei, Shalach HaSam, he sent the Am a second time. So what's the need for the two times? 22nd and the 23rd, back to back. Ela Mikan, from here we learn a klal, the Talmud HaNifta Mirabo, V'lan Be'Osa Ha'ir, Tzarech Lifta Mimenu Pa Me'Acher, so you have to go back a second time to get your bracha from your Rebbe, and to leave. Actually, this Gemara seems to be a support for what Rashi writes in Maseches Brachos. There's a machlokes, what the nature of Tfilas HaDerech is. So Pashya says we say Tfilas HaDerech before going on a Sakana, to Tfilah to protect us from the Sakanas. Rashi there writes that some level of a Rishus, you're asking Rishus from the Melech, Rishus from, are you allowed to leave, are you allowed to go? The Tfilas HaDerech in essence is asking Rishus from Hashem to go. So it's similar to this idea that before you go to the city, you're supposed to ask for a bracha, permission to leave from your Rebbe. So the Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud, Amrle Lebrei, Rabbi Shimon says to his son Rabbi Lazar, B'nei Adam halalu anashim shel tzura. These two Talmidim are really great people, the Gedolim, I could tell. I want you to do the following. Zil gaveim, go to them, delivrach, they should give you a bracha. Azil, so Rebbe Lazar went to them, ashkechinu de karami kradadi. He observed they're watching, they're learning Torah, so he was sitting back, paying attention to their learning. And ramu kradadi, and they were asking contradictions between different psukim in Tanakh. So the first pasuk they say is, upelas magil raglecha v'chol derechecha yichonu. A person should weigh out the different regular, different ways he should go, and then this way will pave the path for you. But then the pasuk says, "Ksiv orach chaim pentifales." A person just go with it and roll with the punches, and don't really try to assess what the situation is. Just go with the flow. So, should you go with the flow, or should you really analyze each situation? So they answer the question, "Lokasha." Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalasol sa'idei achem, and kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalasol sa'idei achem. If there's some two mitzvahs that come to you and you could pass off one, so then you should assess which one you should do and which one you should pass off to somebody else. But if there's one comes to you that you can't pass off to somebody else, so then, as Rashi says in the top, el mitzvah shebal yadcha, ben gedol ben katana, asa, do it right away and don't think about it. That's if it's possible for someone else to accomplish that mitzvah. So then they went to another pasuk, hadar, Yasri, they're sitting further. They come in Barley. They ask another steer in Psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says in Mishlei, Yikarahi mipninim v'chol chavetzecha lo yishuva. Torah is so precious, and there's no your chavetzecha. None of your worldly desires are equal to Torah. So they're medayik. Only chavetzecha is lo yishuva. Ha chevtei shemayim, but mitzvahs, which is the chevtei shemayim, is yishuva, is worthwhile stopping learning in order to go perform a mitzvah. But the other pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ksiv, kol chafatzim lo yishuva." All types of chafatzim, afilu cheftes shemayim, is lo yishuva, is not worth anything up against the Torah. So what do we say about mitzvahs? Are mitzvahs worthwhile stopping Torah to perform or not? And Khan, they give the same answer. B'mitzvah she'af shalasos ha'de'achirim. So then you pass off to somebody else, and you should continue learning. But Khan, the mitzvah she'af shalasos ha'de'achirim, then one should stop in order to do the cheftes shemayim. Okay, then finally, after learning the sugya, Amrule, they see Rabbi Lazar sitting and watching them. He says, "My bais hacha, what are you doing here?" So Amrule, he says, "Damrule Abba, my father told me zil gavayu, I should come to you guys. To live rach, you should give us a bracha." So Amrule, so they gave the following bracha to Rabbi Lazar. Yirua, it should be for Yiratzon. That what? A nice bracha here. I like this bracha. Yirava, the tizra of lo techzad, that you should plant, but nothing, you shouldn't be coated, you shouldn't cut it down. Tayov lo tepek, you should bring in schara, bring in something, but it shouldn't be any tzlacha from it. Tipok, you should take things out, velo tayov, but you shouldn't be zocha to bring any parnasa back in the house. Licha besach, your house should be destroyed, velesev ushpisech, and you should sit in some hotel, some derech harai. Levavo pusorech, your table should be all a mess and flipped upside down, votech seishat achadas, and you shouldn't be zocha to see the new year. Alright, not the best bracha. So Kiyasa Lagabi Avu goes back home for his father, pretty much crying, and he says, "Hamrelei, lo mi bar devruchal mevarchin." Not only did he not give me a bracha, but aval tzura tzarin, he gave me these sorrows and basically cursed me. So Amrulay, so Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Lazar, my Amru, look, what did he tell you? Tell me what they told you. He went through the whole bracha, klala. So Amrulay, so Rabbi Shimon says to his son, Hanach kula birchasaninu. These are all wonderful brachas. You misunderstood. Tizrelo tichtzad. You should plant, but you shouldn't cut down. Means tolid banim velo yamusu. You should have children, zorea children, but they shouldn't die. That's a bracha. Tayel velo tepek. You should bring out, but not bring in. Rather, not bring out. Shetayel kalas. You should bring a daughter-in-law. Have your son marry someone. Velo lemusa benach dilepkan. And your children shouldn't die. That you shouldn't be able to not marry them off. And you should have to kick your daughter-in-law out. That shouldn't happen. Tepik lo tayel. You should take out and never bring them back. Means, tolid bunsa. You should have a zocha to a daughter and marry her off. V'loyamusu gurayu. And their husband shouldn't die. V'lohadir levasek. They should come back into your house. You want them to stay out of your house forever, married. Lichor beisach v'lesav ushpizeich. Your house should be destroyed. You should live in a temporary dwelling. The high alma ushpizeich. This world is temporary. Have this world destroyed. And you should be zocha the high alma beisa. The world that's called the bayis, the olam haba. Dichsiv kirbam batemo li olam. Inside their houses forever, al tikri kirbam ella kivram. For the Rishayim, says the Pasuk Ketilim, their kever is their bias. That's in this world. So that's the bias you want to be destroyed. Gemara then says, Livava pesorech bivane vnaiso. That your house should be flipped upside down, your table should be flipped over with sons and daughters running all over the house. Lo techse shata chadasa. You shouldn't see a new year. That means lo tamas insach, lo tinas intesa achrisa. Your wife shouldn't die, and you shouldn't have to have a new wife for the new shana rishona. Okay, beautiful. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta iftar minei de Rav. One time Rabbi Shimon was departing from Rav. Amrlei levrei. So he says to his son that I think Rav is saying to his own son, zil legabe de levarchach. Go to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. So he should give you a bracha. Amalei, what was the bracha? Yirava de lo tivayish, lo tisye bayish. You shouldn't embarrass and you shouldn't be embarrassed. So also gavi avuah. So he goes back to tell his father Rav what the bracha was. Amalei, my amalach, what did he tell you? Amalei, milin ba'ama, nonsense, nothing really so profound. So he says, what do you mean? Hud amalei. Amalei, berchach birchasa devarchan kucha birchu li Yisrael. The same exact bracha that Hashem gave us. V'tana ba. And he repeated it. You should eat and be satisfied. And the nation should never be embarrassed. And you shouldn't embarrass and you shouldn't be embarrassed. So he said exactly the bracha that Klal Yisrael received from HaKadosh Baruch. Gemara now says back to our stories of Chol HaMoed. Isha Tachshiteha. A woman's allowed to do her tachshit, make tachshit on Chol HaMoed. What does this mean? Tani Rabbanan, Elu hein tachshite nashim. Kocheles, which is putting some type of eyeshadow on, and pokasas, which Rashi says is combing the hair, umavir esraka paneh, it's putting something to like blush. Vikadam, rather say maveres esraka paneh, shel mate, it means to remove any seya, any hair. So devesa de Rav Chista mekashtib anpe kalasa. The wife of Rav Chista, she put up all this makeup as well in front of her daughter-in-law. What's the significance of this statement? Rashi says that even though she was old enough to have a daughter-in-law, I mean, she was like a grandmother's age, she also has a heter of doing having makeup. It's not just for young ladies, even for older ladies. So Yasir Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Kamid Rav Chista, he was sitting in front of Rav Chista, whose wife was putting on makeup on Chol HaMoed. The Yosef Kamar, he said to Rav Chista, Lo Shanu El Yalda, we only have such a heter of makeup for a young girl. Aval Zekein, an old girl like your wife, and lo, there's no heter. Amalei, Rav Chista says, Alukim, what do you mean? In the name of God. Afilo Imcha, even your mother could put on makeup. Afilo Ema Deimach, even your grandmother's allowed to wear makeup. Afilo Omedes Al Kivri, even if she's standing on the kever about to die, she's allowed to wear makeup. Why? Damayinchi, people say, and a saying, Bashisin Kibashesh, a 6-year-old girl is like a 6-year-old girl, the Kaltavla Rahata. They run to the sound of music, they run to the sound of a chasen, of a simcha. They like to get dressed up and go to parties, no matter how old they are, so they all have such a heter. Oh, no, he was young, that was what he was young. Gemara now says, Yehuda Omer, lo sisar. A woman's not allowed to do any of the We said the lime treatments on the face, not to, because it's a nivel. It looks disgusting. She doesn't want to walk around that way. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Isha Lo Sisar Mipnei Nivel Hula. It's disgusting for her, and that's not going to. It's going to take away. It's going to stare her yomtiv. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, however, he admits, when can she? Besid she yechol lekapla b'moed she toflasa b'moed. That if it's something that she can remove, put on Chol HaMoed, but remove it on Chol HaMoed and get some of that enjoyment on Chol HaMoed, Ava Pisha Mitzera Hi Achshav, even though she's uncomfortable right now with it on her face, Simcha Hi Lachazman, in a few hours from now, she could take it off on Chol HaMoed and get some Simcha. So it's worthwhile for her if she could take it off. I guess they used to wear it for several days back then, I don't know. So Mi Islay, the Rav Yehuda Hai Svara? Does Yehuda have such a svara that you don't look at the now, but you look as long as there's potential, there's simcha down the line, you're allowed to do such a thing on Chol HaMoed? In general, is this clout true? V'hatnan, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifran Mehem, you're allowed to collect payment from a non-Jew, Mipnei Shemeitzer, because it bothers them, even though they're... Before the holidays, you can't do any business that's going to make them happy. You take money, you collect payment, they're going to be so down, it's going to take away from their simcha, which is a good thing, so you're allowed to. But the Chacham respond back to Rabbi Yehuda, Amru lo, afa pisha meter achshav, even though right now they're sad about it, but sameach ulachazman, but in a few hours they realize it's nice to have a clean slate, so then they're going to be besimcha, so therefore we look to the future according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda does not anticipate what's going to be in a few days. So how come by Chol HaMoed he does allow you to do the sit, even though it's uncomfortable now, since in a few hours it'll be besimcha, it is permitted? What's the difference between Chol HaMoed and Avodah Zarah? So answers Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanach lehilchas Chol HaMoed. Leave the hilchas Chol HaMoed aside. The kulu meitzer achshav v'sameach lachar zman ninu. That's the whole principle of all Chol HaMoed Mlacha that's permitted. It's only because even though it's uncomfortable and strenuous now, since it has happy results on Chol HaMoed, it's permitted. Just look what Rashi says here, two wide lines down, the middle of the line, the kulu hilchos moed, the shari, they're all permitted, all Mlacha on Chol HaMoed that's permitted is because of this klal. Mishim haitai manami sharu. Could go nafio, bishul, cooking and baking, dimitzar, hashtag shu ofim mivashel. Ask why. It's not fun. It's work. Wives are working very hard in the kitchen. But l'hachi shu, why is it permitted? Isn't that tircha? L'hachi shari, because sameach hu kishu ochel afiyasa bishulo b'yamtav. When you eat it, the food, the cooking and the baking, then you enjoy it. That's the whole yisod of all Chol HaMoed. So you can't bring any other questions from other areas of Shas. I wonder if that's the same Yisod. I get maybe I have said it as well. Maybe. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Just brings in afiyah and bishul. Uh-huh. It could be all the heterim of Chol HaMoed.
It could be, yeah.
All because they're going to save you from. Ultimately, they save you from being upset.
Interesting. I wonder. I thought Hefsim Mamun was just because Hefsim Mamun, we have certain coolers. We don't want people having a loss. It's going to avoid loss. But you're saying from this route, I think you're right.
The root of it is
simple. Yeah, I'm asking. This Rashi sounds like that. Okay. The Gemara now says, comes along Aravina Amar Kusi Linen Piron Liol Meitzar. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds of the cloud that you can look ahead to the future. Even though there's tsar now, in the future there's simcha is permitted. But the payment of a collecting money from a kusi, from a non-Jew, it's a whole other story because they're always upset. They rather walk around with having debts and all this money in the credit cards and taking out loans. They're fine with that, completely fine with that. They never like to pay the money up. And therefore, it's always going to be tsar for them. Never will it be simcha. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Last few lines of the Amud, the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda benos Yisrael shegiu lepirkon. If a young girl gets to the age where she begins to grow sayar hair, vlohi giu l'shanim, but she's not of the age where she's expected to see hair, so it could be somewhat embarrassing for her. She's going through, she's maturing much younger than the, much earlier rather, than her friends are. So what could she do to remove the sayar? So anios, the poor families with toflos osin besid, they use sid, they use that plaster to remove the sayar. Ashiris, the wealthy families with toflos osin besolos, some type of flour would be good enough. And benos mlochim, the princesses, b'shemen hamor, this oil, much more pleasant. Shenemar shisha chadashim b'shemen hamor, that all the girls who went to visit Achashverosh had first 6 months spent in this oil. So that's what the mlochim would do. Ma'i shemen hamor, what is this type of oil? Rav Huna bar Chi amar sateches, I don't know what sateches is, but some type of oil. comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Ami Amar Shemen Zayah Shelohi V'yashlish. No, it's referring to olive oil from olives that didn't reach a third of its maturity. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer An Piknon Shemen Zayah Shelohi V'yashlish. So that's called an Piknon, when it's this type of matured, underdeveloped olive oil. So Lama Sachanosan, why would they use this to put oil? Why the oil of skin? Because Shemeshi SSR, number one, it removes any hair. And Ma'adin Esabas, it also makes the skin look very nice and healthy. Rabibi, Havale Barta, Rabibi had a daughter. And Tafla, Aver, and he had put the oil on one part of the body at a time, in order that all the sayers removed. And because of this, he made her look so pretty. Shako ba arba meazuze, and he collected 400 zuz to marry her off. That's how pretty she became from this. So then the Gemara has an interesting maista. Hava hukusi bishvavuse. There's a non-Jew in that neighborhood. The Havale Barta, he had a daughter as well, and he heard that Rav Bibi did this to his daughter, so he wanted to do the same thing to his daughter, make some money off of this. So tafla b'chad zimna umesa. So he didn't do aver, but he did all one shot. And in that, she died. So Amar Kala Bibi Labarti, he started to call out that Bibi killed my daughter. So Amar of Nachman Rav Bibi Dishasi Shichra Bain Banse Tafla. So Rav Bibi, who drinks beer, so then his daughter can handle it, because she has thick skin, I guess. But Anan Deloshasin and Shichra, we who don't drink beer, Lo Bain and Banse Tafla, our doors are not strong. And it doesn't. We're not able to handle this type of procedure, and that's how the Gemara ends. Okay, we will stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick up on Monday, hopefully with a few more people.